This podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. The information shared is not intended to diagnose or cure any conditions, does not offer advice or treatments for emotional or mental illnesses. The identities of individuals and locations featured have been altered to safeguard their anonymity, and voice portrayals have been modified to ensure the confidentiality of all individuals. Any resemblance in the portrayal of a person is purely coincidental.
The content created in my videos and podcasts are a synthesis of my natural voice along with AI to keep things incognito.
The subject discussed in this episode is the way out of the mess.
It's me, the G.
Incognito.
Hey there, welcome to my sanity box, where sharing sanity restoration tools is our vibe. Due to the fallout of unprocessed trauma for more than half of my life, I was existing as a crazy person. Yeah, not living, only existing. These days, I see that my heartaches and headaches were due to my own unhealthy thinking. I didn't know any better, but today I do. And that's why I'm here to share things I wish I knew when I was crazy. In this episode, you'll meet Joe Schmo, who didn't know that seemingly innocent vices could snowball into a wild ride of chaos and mishaps. As one thing led to another, before he knew it, Joe was cavern deep in a mess he never saw coming. Join me as I tell the story about Joe's plight as he tries to navigate his way out of the sticky situation he unknowingly landed himself in. Things I wish I knew when I was crazy about finding the way out of the mess. Now let's dive in. Not that long ago in Sin City, or any other place for that matter, were two pals, Joe Schmo and Joe Blow. They both decided that life is way too stressful and that they deserved a break from the everyday grind.
Like, I'm so stressed out. I need a break from life and the grind.
I know just what you need. You need an escape from everyday life. Follow me, and I'll show you how to have some fun.
Wow, thanks, man. I've always needed a pal like you who gets me.
No problem. I know everything, and I have all the answers.
Wow, thanks, man. You're the greatest.
Joe Blow showed Joe Schmo a time of adventure beyond anything he could ever have imagined. They explored every vice available and abused themselves with every sin that Sin City had to offer. And for a season, the scene was actually a lot of fun. While Joe Blow went home and back to his everyday grind, Joe Schmo enjoyed the distractions so much that he started spending more time focusing on the adventure rather than everyday life. One day, Joe Schmo was minding his own business, enjoying his new existence, and while on the way to the next venue, he fell into a deep hole. No, wait, it was more like a cavern, like a large cavern with a lot of caves and stuff, you feel me? Anyway, he started to cry out.
Hey, I'm down in this hole. Is there anybody out there? I think I need some help.
Since most people prefer playing the pretend game, they ignored Joe's cries for help. All the while, people were walking by and saw Joe Schmo down in the hole. They pretended not to see him. A few acknowledged him, but only threw him some water bottles, sandwiches, or toilet paper. Meanwhile, Joe Schmo started crying out more and more.
Oh my God, someone please get me out of here.
One day, a preacher walked by and saw Joe in the hole.
Listen here, young man. You got yourself into that hole, and here's the way out.
The preacher read Joe some scriptures, which gave Joe comfort for a little minute. Yet, Joe stayed stuck in the hole. Day after day, as things began to go from bad to worse, Joe continued to cry out, even more desperately.
Please, somebody help me. I can't stay here anymore.
Hey folks, time for a quick break to tell you about some cool stuff I offer on my website. Have you checked out my new ebook, The Steps I Took to Crush My Crazy Before It Crushed Me? It's filled with unconventional strategies, offbeat wisdom, and a whole lot of fun. I know you're gonna love it. You can check it out on my website, mysanitybox.com. Also, my empathetic listening service is still currently available. So if you're going through some mess and need an empathetic ear, I'm here for you. Go to mysanitybox.com for more details. Now, let's step back into this episode.
Hey.
As time went on, while stuck in that hole, Joe found himself becoming more and more anxious, depressed, and lonely. One day, a psychiatrist walked by and heard Joe's cries.
Hey, young man, I know exactly what you need. Here are some scripts. Take these meds and call me in the morning.
While the meds gave Joe a measure of relief for a season, the side effects added even more problems to his plate. Plus, those pills didn't cure Joe's loneliness or fill that empty feeling inside of his soul. Joe was becoming more and more desperate. He'd been in that hole for a long time, shouting for help, and it seemed as if he would never get out. Joe finally said,
"Dear God, please, I cannot do this anymore. Please send someone to help me."
A short time after that, Joe saw a stranger staring at him from outside the hole. The dude didn't look like Joe in any way. The stranger was the opposite race, political party, and social status than Joe. But at that point, Joe didn't care. He just wanted help. The stranger jumped down into the hole with Joe and said,
"Listen, Joe, I've been in this hole before and I know the way out, so follow me and I will show you how to get out of here."
Thankfully, Joe wasn't such a schmo after all. He took a leap of faith, listened to his new helper, and followed his lead. And even though it was a painstaking journey, and sometimes Joe didn't understand it, eventually he made his way out of that crypt. After that event, Joe stayed far away from anything that even looked like a hole for fear of falling into one again, but he kept an ear out for any cries for help coming from others who'd found themselves in pits and holes, ready to jump in and assist them, just like the stranger had done for him. And Joe and the stranger, whose name is Elijah, became best friends for life. Now, you may be thinking,
"Listen, G, this doesn't sound like a true story. After all, there are no caverns in Sin City."
While in a literal sense, you are correct. However, metaphorically, these kinds of events happen every day to people from all walks of life. When life throws us a curveball, many of us tend to dodge it rather than face it head on. Instead of dealing with the tough stuff, we might seek advice from clueless folks, dive into distractions, or just take the easy way out by resorting to unhealthy behaviors or mindsets. Before we know it, we're cavern deep in addictions, messy affairs, mood swings, or toxic friendships and situations that help us avoid facing life's realities. I was stuck in the caverns and trenches of depression, anxiety, addiction, abuse, and trauma fallout for many years. But you know what? I didn't just stay there. I found my way out. How? Someone else who had been in that same place before showed me because someone else had shown them too. It takes someone who's been there to show us the way out. I've been living life outside of those caves and dark places successfully for decades now. If you want to break free from that mess you're in, follow me and I'll show you the way out. G says, "Real winners always help others who need some sanity too, so please be sure to share this message. Thanks for listening, and always remember, sanity is beautiful, but crazy is a headache."